Welcome to the More Beer Monthly Podcast for March 2010. I'm your host, Justin Crosley, and with me back in the studio, as usual, Jason J.P. Petros. Hey, J.P.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Good to see you back here.
Is it?
You brought a friend this time, that's
why.
I did
bring a friend. I want everybody to know that I do have at least one person that I know outside of myself.
You can call a friend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and your friend is our old friend. It's good to see Jonathan Plisse back in the studio.
Nice to see you.
Welcome back, John.
Yeah, cheers.
Yeah, it's good to have you here.
Studio's looking great.
Yeah. You didn't bring any Helles with you, though, and that's disappointing for me.
I'm still on the clock.
I thought it was a rule that you can't come to the studio without Helles. I thought I made that somewhere along the way.
It's a new Crossy rule.
Have Helles, will travel.
I guess it is still a work day.
Yeah.
It's after noon, though.
That's true. So, who cares? We work for a beer company anyways, right?
That's right. Yeah.
What the hell?
So it's the second in our Get to Know More Beer podcast series. And this month, our Get to Know More Beer member is Jonathan Plisse, which is why we've got him in the studio. So, John, tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been brewing?
Well, I've been brewing 9 years. And my first batch of beer was a porter. I remember brewing this outside in our parking lot. And my first time ever using a Camp Chef burner. And my first time really ever boiling something really, really hot, let alone adding something to boiling water. I've done pasta before, but that doesn't count. And then turned out really bad, and I ended up fermenting it in our welding shop at the time for about 5 weeks on the yeast bed. Ended up tasting really like soy sauce. It wasn't contaminated, but it was really, really gross. And I gave it to Chris, my boss at And he spit it out in front of me, and to say the least, that motivated me to make a better batch of beer my second time around.
That's a good motivator.
Yeah, when your boss spits it out in front of you.
Yeah.
I was actually worried I was going to be unemployed the next day, but it turned out all right. So.
Wow.
But I ended up giving away the beer, and I started over. And my second batch was an all grain, actually. It was my Belgian double. But I did extract about 2 years after that just because it was – I figured I had to get fermentation down before I really got an all grain. So.
Yeah.
So you think that your biggest failure in that first batch was your 80-degree fermentation then?
Just a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
That and, like, stainless particles around, you know, the airlock and stuff. And I had no cover on the fermenter either.
Oh, yeah?
So a porter's, imagine next to, like, the welding torch, you know, and you see this.
Just left it sitting there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Good effort. Well, I'm glad you stuck with it because you've actually become quite an award-winning home brewer. California Homebrew of the Year in what year was that?
2006.
That's right, yeah. Which is a big deal. You have to win several competitions to do that. And you've done well at the National Homebrewers Conference since then, too.
Did a few, yeah.
Okay.
Kind of gotten out of it, but I definitely put in a lot of energy and time to it when I did it.
Yeah.
You have to brew a lot almost every week to really go for it.
Okay.
So...
Well, so now that you've been brewing for a while, what are the five things that you can no longer brew without?
Five things. That's a tough one. Yeah. Number one would be a yeast starter. You know, once you start to understand that you need a lot of yeast and healthy yeast to make great beer, and you understand that you don't want a lot of lag time in fermentation, you know, first do a yeast starter. Have healthy yeast active, and then pitch that into your fermentation or into your wort. That way it's, you know, you're at least you have like, it's like an insurance policy for a healthy ferment. Secondly, would, you know, our more beer oxygenation assembly that we sell, you know, when you introduce oxygen to yeast, they absorb it and they tend to make healthier cell walls. And that that alone, you're going to have a better culture, a better yeast fermentation, yeast growth all the way through the fermentation process. So, you know, I always relate oxygen to yeast when you introduce it to yeast. So it's like it's so important, like water to humans. You know, they need it to properly grow to survive. So,
yeah.
And then third would be servomyces. That's a zinc nutrient source for ferment. So that, you know, plays definitely a role into cell growth. And then fourth would be proper chilling of your wort, you know, having massive cold break. So I would say definitely our WC90 or wort chiller or a wort chiller. You always got to have that cold break when you're making your wort. And then fifth, I love my more beer conical. I love the new version coming out with a new lid and the pressurizable. You can use CO2. You can repitch yeast easier. You have this huge blow-off tube. You have everything's threadless. You know, you have these sample ports. It's just, it's so sweet right now. So I'm still waiting for my upgrade. But Olin hasn't given me that upgrade yet.
Is that right?
No.
Well, there's a lot on order, right? So
there's a lot. Yeah. So
customers first, John.
Darn.
Or you can just break in at night and take it like I did.
Yeah.
And you're fine.
Darren does have one in his office, yeah. So maybe I will take it.
Well, those are good five items that you can't brew without. And the good news is they're pretty much all 15% off this month over at More Beer. Everything except for the Conical, but you get $100 off the Conical if you order that during the month of March. But all five items, you can go over to morebeer.com and click on Johnny's pretty face right there on the center of the homepage, and it'll take you to the discount page. You can read about each of these items that he just talked about. Each one of them is 15% off this month, and like I said, $100 off of that new Conical. And I say get your order in quick for that one if you want to get your $100 off. Order in the month of March for that. So, all right. You know, something else that's going on at More Beer that JP and I were talking about, we definitely wanted to mention, was the Hop Rhizome pre-sale.
That's right.
So how does one go about getting their rhizomes before you even have them in the store?
Well, we like you said, we're doing a pre-order sale. So just go to the front page. We have the three big pictures on the front page. Right one, the left one says... order your rhizomes. Pre-order rhizomes.
Okay. How many varieties do you have?
We have, I think, like 11.
Okay.
Or something like that. So, and they're stacking up pretty fast. We just placed our order, our initial order, and then we're going to do a secondary order probably when they arrive. So the growers aren't even going to start digging them up till about late March.
Okay.
So we'll have them late March, early April, separate them out, and then maybe place an order if we need to supplement that. But I think we should be pretty set.
I've missed out on the rhizomes before by not doing the presale.
You should put your order in, man.
I've missed out for a couple of years. So I just because I'm a procrastinator, I definitely recommend doing the presale.
Definitely. And they're super fresh. They're right from the grower to us. Every year we do about 3,000 to 4,000 rhizomes. I mean, we just crank them out. And yeah, so they're definitely fresh and ready to go in the ground once you get them.
Okay, great. So order your rhizomes now just by going to morebeer.com. You can also do that in the showrooms, right?
That's correct. You can walk into the showroom, either Concord showroom if you want to come and say hi to Jonathan, or our Los Altos or Riverside showrooms, and they'll place an order for you.
That's right. John is the showroom manager in Concord. So
that's right.
He's almost always there, and he wears a nice button-up shirt.
I do.
He looks very smart and sharp in it.
You all have been looking very sharp lately down there at More Beer, I've noticed.
Oh, thank
corporate
you.
Beer.
You know, Chris Graham used to come on here and say, I will not wear, you know, pants, like nice pants to work. And I haven't seen him in jeans in a while.
Nope.
He's looking sharp.
He's looking good,
he's fighting
man.
It, too.
He is.
You guys are moving up in the world. I like to see
We're trying to.
Okay. All right. Well, check it all out. You can go over to morebeer.com. Just hit John's pretty face right there in the center of the page, and you can get all of these discounts on his five favorite brewing items.
That's true.
Plus $100 off new Conical if you order that now.
That's right.
With the new and remanufactured pressurizable top.
Yeah, which are they're great. I have one in my house. I'm probably better than John. And it's fantastic. I love it.
Okay.
Can't live without it.
And then also pre-order your rhizomes right now, right there on the same place, morebeer.com.
That's correct. And also, for all the podcast listeners out there, we're going to give you a promo code.
Oh, sweet.
John, what is that code?
It's PodMarch10.
PodMarch10.
Yeah.
And what do they get for that?
$5 off.
$5 off your next order.
So, see, I can just see how I'm doing that for you guys at home. I should have gone for 20 for you, shouldn't I? I'm just throwing out numbers for you guys. Should I? Sorry. Next time I'll go for more.
$8,000. Yes, $8,000. No, $5 off PodMarch10.
Okay.
Enter that into the coupon code section when you place your order online, and you get $5 off your next order. Only for podcast listeners. So if you have a friend who doesn't listen to the podcast, don't tell them.
Don't give them
the
secret code.
Make them listen to the podcast. Yeah,
exactly. That's right. So you want a discount? Come check out the podcast.
Yeah, come listen to this for 7 minutes.
All right.
And then
it's available on the More Beer site and through iTunes. So you can tell your friends to get the podcast in either place.
Yes.
All right, John. It's great to see you back
too,
in here.
Man.
Thanks,
cheers,
man. And JP, I guess I'll be seeing you next month.
I'll see you next month or probably later on today. I have no idea.
Right. Maybe even for dinner.
Oh. Ooh,
date for two.
I have a dinner date now.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We will be back next month with another More Beer Monthly podcast, more discounts, and another More Beer team member profile. So stick with us and check it all out. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next month.